The Bible commands us to trust in God. We even have written on our money, "In God we trust." But how do we learn to trust in God? That's what I want us to consider for a few minutes this morning. Again, it's good to see everyone out this morning, everyone that is able to be out, and we need to remember to continue to pray for everyone on our list that is not able to. We go through these little peaks and valleys where we have a lot sick, and then when everybody's able to come back at the same time, it's really nice that they're able to, but we're going through one of those valleys, so we need to keep praying for everybody's health. As Brother Kent read in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Most of the sermon this morning will be from Psalms. You might want to, on the bulletin, just jot down those verses because I'm going to go through several. I have parts of some songs in with this lesson. But I think it's important that so many times there are just commandments, but we need to learn how to do something. Last week we looked at confidence in Christ, and this is like the other side of the same coin, learning how to build trust in the Lord. So what is trust? It means to be certain, to have confidence, to believe in. And trust is very important. So let's start thinking about some physical examples. Say I had a car that was 30 years old, high mileage, hard to start, it's in the shop every other week, it's got bald tires. Would I want to jump in that car and jump on I-75 and drive 1,000 miles down the road? I wouldn't trust it. Say I had some money. Somebody gave me some money to invest, and I found this person, but he had been arrested for embezzling money. Now, he hasn't been convicted yet. He's got a court date, but he said that he would really be good at helping me invest that money. Would I trust him? No, I don't think I'd trust him. Say I had a physical ailment, and I needed to go have a surgery. I needed a specialist. I've got a good doctor, the best doctor there is. I get to the hospital, the doctor's running behind, but they've got somebody that can stand in. Now this other doctor, he graduated at the bottom of his class, but he's a really nice guy, and he's never done this operation, but he studied it a lot. Would I trust him? I would not trust him. We understand how important trust is. With the parent-child relationship, we try to teach them trust. You think, if I could go out on the street and this is a different example, pick up a small child, start swinging them around, throwing them up in the air, they'd probably scream and cry if I was even able to get a hold of them. But you know what? I can take our little 2-year-old granddaughter. I can pick her up. I can swing her. I can throw her up in the air. And she doesn't scream or cry. She says, "More, Grandpa. More, Grandpa." Why is that? Because she trusts me. Trust is important. You think about the trust between a husband and wife. It is important. And you realize how important it is when that trust is broken. So trust is important in physical matters. Trust is extremely important in spiritual matters. We are commanded to trust in God, but our trust must be demonstrated by our actions. And it's easy to give that lip service and say we trust in God, but do our lives demonstrate that trust by how we live? Psalm 73:28, trust in God is a good thing. Psalm 73:28 says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works." And when we put our trust in God, God's response to us, to our trust, is demonstrated by his blessings and his promises. Psalm 68:19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." When we put our trust into God, He is going to reward us and bless us every day. You think about the knife thrower. And he asked a man, "Do you think I could split this apple on somebody's head at 20 feet? And the man says, "Yeah, I believe you." And then the knife thrower reaches in his pocket, gives the man an apple, and says, "Go stand over there." Do we trust in God? We need to have that childlike faith where we trust in God. You see, we say we trust in God. We're commanded to trust in God. But do we believe that God is able? Do we believe that God is able enough, that He's powerful enough, that He's wise enough, that He's good enough, that He's holy enough, that He's loving enough, enduring enough to accomplish what we want Him to accomplish in our lives? Not necessarily what we need to accomplish, but what we want to accomplish in our lives. So how do we get and develop trust in God? Let's consider a few ways. The first thing that we need to do, we need to listen to God. We will build trust by spending time in His Word. The Word of God, one of the songs we sing, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His Word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord." You think of the words in that first verse. Take Him at His Word. Rest upon His promise. Thus saith the Lord. To build trust in God, we must spend time in His Word. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust Him more. We need confidence. We need trust. And there are going to be things that come along in our life that are going to cause us to doubt, or going to cause us to lose confidence, and we need to turn back to God's Word to build our confidence and our trust. Psalm 18:30, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him." Notice as we go through some of these Psalms, the word shield. Shield, that's He's going to be our protection. When we trust in God, that's going to be our protection. And this word proven in Psalm 18:30. Tried, tested, sure, dependable. We don't have to wonder. Psalm 119:42. "So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word." Your word. Psalm 56:4. "In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what can flesh do to me." You see, there's a connection between trust and the Word of God. And the more time we spend in the Word, the more we are going to develop trust in God. So we need to listen to what God has to say to us. Proverbs 3:5. Again, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Not part of it, all of it. "Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Proverbs 30, 5 and 6. "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you, and you shall be found a liar." Again, this idea of a shield, that trust is going to protect us. So we build trust in God by listening to Him, and we build trust in God by leaning on Him. Another song we sing, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey." Again, we've got to get it out of our heart, out of our mind. We trust and we obey. It's easy to say, I believe you can do that. And then it's hard to put our words into action. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And friends, you stop and think about that. If our actions aren't consistent with our thoughts, we aren't going to be happy. God didn't design us that way. Our thoughts, our words, our actions, they all have to be consistent. We need to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but a smile quickly drives it away. The power of God. That, again, that relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. So if we are fearful or if we are tearful, are we trusting and obeying God? I have to ask myself that. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. It's easy to say, sometimes it's hard to do, to put our trust completely in God. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. And if you remember about a month or so ago, we watched that video on Masada where Herod the Great built his fortress, one of his fortresses, up on that mountain, which the person doing that was talking about. This is probably David would have been familiar with that. And here in Psalm 18, and you think about Herod, he thought he was invincible because of that place that he had, that fortress he built on that mountain. And then he was so invincible he died. And then the Romans came in and took over the zealots that had taken that mountain. The Romans proved that they weren't going to let the Jews get away thinking that that rock was so powerful. But David says, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield, there's that word shield again. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. We have another song that's written after that verse. Now, notice too on this next section of Psalms that David's going to make some contrast. Psalm 27, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 44:6, for I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. And Psalm 49:6-7, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. So what's he comparing and contrasting? Where do we put our trust? We put our trust in chariots, in horses, in bows, in wealth, in riches, or do we put our trust in God? Now that's, we say, oh, well, we'd put it in God. Well, do we really? Because one of the challenges is, when all of those chariots, horses, bows, swords, and all of that money, that's something that's visible, we can see. Are we going to put our faith, our trust in something that we can see or in the unseen? Friends, we've got to lean on God and put our faith in the unseen. Put our trust in the unseen. Psalm 118:8-9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. You stop and think about this. Why is it better to trust in the Lord than any man? than any of us, because we're human, we'll let you down. God will never let us down. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And, you know, I was telling Carol the other day, with everything that's going on in the news, doom and gloom, panic, I said, from a business perspective, you look back through time, and whenever there have been calamities that have come along, there are certain men that have looked for opportunities, and they have built opportunities out of calamities, and they've become rich. As Christians, we should look at all of these calamities as opportunities to make people richer than they can imagine with God's word. Where do you put your trust? We need to put our trust in God. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. So, to build our trust in God, we need to listen to Him, we need to lean on Him, and we need to lift Him up. Again, another song. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in Thee. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths, O Lord. O my God, I trust in Thee. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. O God, my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. When we put our trust in God, when we lift Him up, we lift up our hearts and souls and praise God. And based on that trust and assurance that we have in Him, and when we come together to worship God, what are we doing? We are building more trust in Him. We're doing so many things. But you see, prayers that have been answered, lifted up to God and answered. You see, you hear the songs lifted up and we are edified. We are built up. We come and we worship God. It builds us up to go out into the world. And we put more trust in God. We need to have our life revolve around God as much as possible, not as little as possible. Psalm 4:5, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Worship. I say it over and over. I don't understand how some people act as if they don't enjoy coming to worship for a short time here on this earth, but they think they are going to enjoy getting to heaven and worshiping God for time without end. Do they understand God? Do they understand what He has saved us from and how He's worthy of worship? Psalm 43:40, verse 3, He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. When we put our trust in the Lord, we stop singing the blues. God has put a new song in our heart, and people will see that. Isaiah 12:2, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for my Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. So, do you see God as your strength, or do you see something else as your strength? Do you see God as your song, or do you see something else as your song? Do you see God as your salvation, or do you trust in something else for your salvation? How often do we choose to do something other than worship God? When we have the opportunity, or when we don't have the opportunity, we can make the opportunity to center our minds and our hearts around God. So if we want to learn how to trust in God, we've got to listen to Him. We've got to lean on Him. We've got to lift Him up in worship. And we've got to look forward to living with Him. When we look forward to living with God, that will build trust in us. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior friend, and I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Trust, we need to trust in Jesus. We need to look forward to living with God. Again, where is our mind focused? And I'm speaking to myself too, because as I said, sometimes we're like this. We wanna lower those mountains and raise those valleys so our life is more consistent, so we can deal with things that come along day by day. But we can do it with these points and looking forward to living with God and Jesus. We need to pray to God that He would open our eyes so that we can see what He has for us. We need to pray for courage so that we can walk so close to God that we lose sight of everything else. But what do we want to do? We want to walk just as close as we can to get by with saying we're walking with God. We want to walk so close with Him that we lose sight of everything else. Doesn't matter what else happens. God has us. Psalm 31:19. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee, which Thou hast wrought for them that trust in Thee before the sons of men. Friends, we need to learn to trust in God. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust Him. I like that statement, He knows those who trust Him. Now, I want to tell you something. And I have mentioned this in passing, but I know the President of the United States. I know him. And 2013, 2014, when I went to Miami, I stayed at the Doral a couple of times. Unbelievable place. One of the villas, one of the times when I was there, he was staying in the same villa when I was down. Two trips, just unbelievable. I know the President of the United States. But notice what I said and what I didn't say. I know the President. Does the President know me? He doesn't know me at all. He doesn't know me at all. How many people will say, oh, I know God. I know God. Can we say that God knows us? That's the most important thing. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him. Friends, when that day of trouble rolls around for me, and it'll roll around for you, sometimes it rolls around and it comes back around, we want the Lord to know us, and He will if we trust in Him. Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't it sweet and comforting to think about living with God forever, forever? Jesus comforted His disciples in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. And remember there at the close of John, there are like three or four places where it talks about Jesus' heart being troubled. And now he's turning to them and saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Did his disciples believe this? They believed it so much, they were willing to die for this. Through his resurrection and his ascension, the ultimate proof that he is the Son of God, that everything he said is true, they saw it firsthand, and they were willing to die for that. And they knew that they have a home waiting for them in heaven. So we must prepare ourselves for eternity. But back to trust. Who, and I'll ask myself, you ask yourself, who do I rely on? Who do I trust in? Do I rely on myself to take care of myself? Or do I put my trust in God? Do I put my trust in God to provide for those things that I need? God will give us everything that we need. He'll open all the doors that need to be opened. He'll close all the doors that need to be closed. This picture, when I was trying to find one for this slide, the look on that little boy, it's like, I think he can do it. I hope he can do it. Friends, we need to have confidence that God can do what he says. Whatever he says, he can do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So how much do you trust in God? You can tell how much somebody trusts in God by talking to them for 5 minutes. They're either going to be have a positive outlook on life, or they're going to have a negative. Doesn't matter what's going on in their life, they're either going to be thankful and grateful, or they're going to be sour, depending on where they put their trust. Friend, God is the only one that you can trust. God will never let you down. God's word is sure. God cannot lie. What he says is as good as done. And that's good and that's scary. Talk about trust and obey when God tells us the condition that we are in and that we have sinned. And he tells us that we need to repent of our sins and confess our sins and turn from those. Be obedient to his word. When we put our trust in God and when we obey him, we can have that peace that passes all understanding because God is sure. We can count on him to forgive us of our sins. But friends, God cannot lie. And if we live our life rebelling to his holy nature, living with sin in our life, we can be sure that he will punish us for not changing. Friend, what's stopping you from trusting in God? What's stopping you? What's stopping me? Is it the things that we see? Is it some sin that we don't want to give up? We need to put our trust in God. We need to start putting our trust in God today. And if there's somebody here that needs to be obedient to make a change in your life, you need to put your trust in God today. Step out as we stand and sing the song and let it be known, and we will take care of your needs. We invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.